Broadcasting System presents I Love a Mystery. Carlton Morse adventure thriller, Temple of Vampires. Six o'clock in the evening, with the crippled airplane somewhere in the jungle near Tropical Lake Nicaragua. Jack, Doc, and Reggie, working at top speed, have repaired the damaged undercarriage and are now in the process of straining the water gasoline which originally caused the crash landing in the isolated wilderness near the Temple of Vampires. Now that the great temple is completely destroyed under the violence of an earthquake, the sense of impending danger is gone. There is a lightness of spirit as the trio works at running the impure gasoline through chamois skin, while Sonny, helped by the boy Hermie, concocts and passes out an impromptu evening meal. Then suddenly a shadow blots out the gaiety, as out of the jungle stalks the figure of Manuel, high priest of the Temple of Vampires. As he comes slowly toward the group, Sonny and Hermie huddle close to the plane, while the three comrades stand ready, their weapons within easy reach.
Reggie.
Yes, Jack.
Go over and stand with Sonny and Hermie.
Quick. I can drop him easy from here, Jack.
No. Wait.
And all the time, us are thinking him and Angelina was killed in the temple when he fell in.
Hold it. All right, Manuel. We've got you covered. Come on in.
He's coming with his hands up.
Uh-huh.
Funny.
Look out for a trick.
Hey, look at his face.
All right, that's close enough. Doc and Frisk him.
Here. I have no weapon.
Doc will make sure. We thought you were killed when that temple fell in.
No, I am not killed.
You sure look like you had a hard night of it.
See?
Now what about Angelina, the other priest of the temple?
They are gone.
Buried in that rock pile back in the jungle?
See, Angelina, the acolyte, the sacred vampire.
All the sacred bats, too, huh?
That is so.
Nope, he's not carrying a thing.
All right, you can put your hands down.
I am grateful.
Now, what are you doing here?
I have no place to go. I am fugitive.
Fugitive? Well, what about all the Indian tribes in this neighborhood?
I am fugitive from the Indians.
Well, that's queer. I thought you were the high priest. What about their religion?
Their religion is no more. With the fall of the Temple of Vampires, all is ended. Their medicine men say it is a sign. The medicine men have roused the Indians against me, the high priest.
You mean the Indians are out to get you?
See, they thirst for my blood. For many years, they have given their tribesmen as human sacrifices to the sacred vampires. Now they want revenge.
Well, now, ain't you in a pickle?
Can't say as I blame them. But why do you come to us?
It is only way. If you will not give me refuge, then I am the same as dead.
Well, naturally, we're not going to let the Indians kill you. We can help you.
You will take me with you?
Well, sure we will.
Now, wait a minute.
Look at you.
Hold it. Is this the truth, Manuel?
You doubt the word of Manuel, the high priest?
Yes.
So?
Well, what do you expect us to do with you?
That I do not care. You will take me from this place. That is all I ask.
Uh-huh.
Well, we can do that, Jack. Take him along and drop him off at our first stop for refueling.
All right, Manuel. If you're in earnest, I'll tell you what we'll do.
See?
We can't get out until tomorrow morning sometime. Until then, you must let us tie you up.
Tie me up?
Yes, just to show your good faith.
I do not understand.
Well, for all I know, this may be some trick. If you mean what you say, you've got to let us keep you tied up until we're ready to take off.
So?
Well?
You may tie me up.
All right. Now you can have your choice. We'll either tie you in the plane, or if you want to be outside, to that tree over there.
Oh, hey, not in the plane, Jack. It's hotter than the inside of a boiler.
That's up to Manuel.
I prefer to be out in the open.
Okay. Reggie?
Coming.
Doc, you and Reggie take him over and tie him to that tree.
Okay.
Did you say to tie him up?
Yeah, come on. To the tree over yonder.
I know. Come along, Manuel.
Yes?
Hmm?
What's it all about?
Well, I'm not sure. He says the Indians are after him.
Really? Will we see them?
Indians? Well, I hope not.
But why, Jack? What do the Indians want with him?
Well, if he's telling the truth, we're witnessing the fall of a religion. The temple was a symbol. With the symbol gone, the religion's gone.
Oh, well, that's it.
Yes, and now they want the scalp of the head man. It's a sort of jungle revolution.
And Manuel has come to us for help.
That's what he says.
You're not sure?
No, maybe a trick. So you and Hermie stick close.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's get back to filtering our gasoline.
Time up tight?
Don't worry about that.
Hey, Jack, Manuel says he hasn't had anything to eat all day.
Hungry, huh?
Yeah, laying low and dodging Indians on his trail.
Well, give him a can of tomatoes and a piece of chocolate.
Shall I get them?
Hermie?
Yeah?
You stay right here.
Sure, only...
No, only about it. You stick close by. And, Sonny, you see that he does.
Yes, I will. Nothing's the matter, is it?
We don't know.
And Doc, here? Don't get too far away from the plane. Keep your gun handy and don't take any chances with Manuel.
You still think this is some kind of a trick?
I don't know. But we're too near out of this mess to ball it up now.
You're right there.
Jack, there's another can of filtered gas to be emptied.
All right, I'll be right there. Go ahead and feed him back.
Okay. I'll be back to give you a hand in a minute.
Sonny, you and Hermie stay right with me. Come on.
Maybe we ought to build us a fort if the Indians are coming.
And if the Indians were going to bother us, they'd have done it long ago.
I hope you're right.
Better hurry and empty that can. This other one's almost full.
All right. You stay right by Reggie, you two.
What, you got your pistol laying out beside you for, Reggie?
I can reach it in a hurry.
That's when I thought all our troubles were over. Now this has to happen.
Yeah, maybe a good thing. We were getting kind of careless, you know. It's on our toes.
Hey, Jack! Jack, come here!
Oh, I say.
What's the matter, Doc?
Come here, quick!
Reggie, sit back. Watch out for Sonny and Hermie. I'm going to Doc.
Right now, let us know what it is.
Over here, by the tree where we tied Manuel.
What's the matter? Is he gone?
I'll say he ain't gone. Here, look here.
What?
Yeah. An Indian arrow through his heart. Dead in his skunk.
An Indian arrow through his heart.
Looks like one of his Indian friends caught up with him.
Yeah. So he was telling the truth. They were after him.
Well, there's one passenger we ain't carrying away with us tomorrow.
The end of vampire worship in this part of the world.
Adjustment, and then you can turn her over again.
Yes, only 10 o'clock in the morning. We're all set to take off.
Depends on what the motors do this time.
Oh, Jiminy, let's hope.
Yeah, I sure do like flying.
All right, Jack, turn her over.
Here she goes.
There you are. How does that sound to your ears?
Is it all right? Is it running all right?
Purring like a kitten.
Jack,
yeah,
got her a couple of times.
All right.
Shut her off.
Hey, what did you stop it for? Anything the matter?
None at all. She's running beautifully.
Well, then what are we waiting for?
We've got to pick up our tools, close her up, get the ship in order.
Will that take long?
No longer than it'd take to hog tie Hector.
Throw up that stuff, Reggie. I'll pack it away.
Roger.
Doc, go back in the luggage compartment. See if everything's tied down.
Quicker than you can shake it.
We're going to have a rough takeoff. We don't want anything flying around the cabin. All right, hand up the tools, Reggie.
Can you reach them?
Yep. How's the undercarriage look this morning?
I went over it with a fine group comb. Yeah. Holding up beautifully.
Good. Is that everything?
That's all.
All right, Sonny, get in your seat and buckle yourself in.
What about me, Jack?
Well, Doc will have to hold you on his lap like he did when he came down.
Okay, but only while we're getting off the ground.
Sure. After that, you can have the run of the ship.
Jack.
Hmm?
Did you hear about Hermie and me?
What's that?
Well, last night we came to an understanding.
That's so?
Uh-huh. Hermie, you want to tell him?
Sure. Sonny's going to adopt me.
She is?
That's right. Hermie and I have been through quite a lot together. We got things in common.
She said she was an orphan, too.
I think that's great.
Well, gee whiz, why not? More money than I know what to do with. Nothing to tie me down. Besides, Hermie's a swell kid.
And Sonny's a swell girl.
Yeah.
Well, may I be the first to congratulate you both.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, thanks, fellas.
You know, what's all this?
Well, Sonny and Hermie have just filed notice of intention.
Huh? What does that mean?
Yes, they're going to adopt each other.
Well, what do you know? Romance.
Sure. Love at first sight.
You know what I like about you, Sonny?
No, what's that?
You ain't a kissing girl.
Not a kissing girl.
I hate being kissed worse than anything.
Okay, Jack, everything's tied down back here in the luggage compartment.
All right, come on up front. Everybody fasten himself in his seat.
That's right. There's some rough ground ahead along shoreline.
No regulation runway and no joke about that.
There. All right, come on, Hermie. Let me get a good hold on you.
All ready back there?
All set.
Close the door, Reggie.
Hello? All tight and secure.
And here we go.
Running like a sewing machine. Give her the gun, Jack.
Down below. We're flying over the old temple.
What's left of the old temple? Looks like a pile of rock, man. Man, what a time we had in that place.
Hey, Jack.
Yes, Hermie?
Will you teach me how to be a pilot?
Well, you're a little bit young yet.
Well, I gotta learn sometime.
All right. Come on up here.
See, just think. 8 hours from now, we'll be back in the United States. Aren't airplanes wonderful?
Yeah, especially when they don't come down for a flop in the jungle like this one did.
Oh, yes.
Further adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you Monday at this same hour. Eyes of a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York, with Mercedes McCambridge as Sonny, Louis Van Ruten as Manuel, and Sarah Fussell as Hermie. But if you don't think there can be adventure back in the United States, then listen for the Battle of the Century coming Monday. That's Jack, Doc, and Reggie in Battle of the Century, an hilarious, two-fisted, joyous new thriller, an I Love a Mystery Stockaroo. Broadcasting system.